was it the west side of the property?
Mm-hmm.
You guys aren't cutting that in. That's, somebody else is already doing that?
It is. There's a I believe a person named Patterson down there owns that. I can't speak to his intent. I can speak to what I've heard, but I would rather not speak to what I've heard since I don't know it to be factual.
Okay.
But there is development going in down there.
And is that a publicly – did I see a slide that showed it was publicly platted, though?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And on those, we have letters from our attorneys in there in addition to the plats that we've provided to you showing that those roads have been dedicated to public and private use. And we thought – so there it is. Scott, great. That right, that road all the way to the right.
Okay.
What we thought what we could do if it was too much of a heartburn to the neighbors to develop the existing road and try to, you know, use easements to widen that road, we could come off of the lower road down here on either of those points and fix that road so that it really would bypass a lot of the neighbors there so that we would, again, trying to alleviate and address their concerns.
That road that's being right up the side of that land.
Yes.
Okay, that's in Stone County,
yes,
correct?
Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's going straight up to a person's building a house right at the top of the hill, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that road is cut in order to
serve those existing lots right there along the right-hand side.
Now, it looked like it was the road to get to that house is already there, right?
Correct. They've
cut
it in.
The road they're cutting in is to develop other lots. It doesn't go anywhere else.
Right. It's cut in here, and it ends about here. This has not been cut in yet.
Okay.
No, that's undeveloped, but the road where you come around the... Is it tall?
It's here.
You come around to it, to the edge of the where you would go into like your property, and then you go up that road. Mm-hmm. That's just now being cut. Goes through. That goes straight up to where the person is building their house. Is that correct?
Correct. So the tall tree road ends right here, and this is the property line for the property that we have under contract right here.
Okay. And that's looking south.
And they're just cutting that road right up to where they're building the house.
Yeah.
Now, there is platted on the ground, but
Sheely,
it's already nothing developed. Is that correct?
Hold on. You keep saying that they're building that road to where they're building the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't – that's not what I'm understanding. At the end of – on the top of that slide, which would be the south, there's no house being built there, is there? Or is there currently a house being built?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Two.
Personal home.
Okay. Show me the slides again, real quick.
The PowerPoint slides?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it was in this packet or if it was up there.
These?
Okay, so the houses that are up in the back, that the one that was just there. So those are nightly rentals currently there now?
Yes.
Correct.
I called Stone County P&Z, and they confirmed a couple of grandfathered and one that was permitted.
So there's four houses on that road, and all four are nightly rental. Is there more houses other than the two that... are being built? Are there other houses on that portion?
Yep. And if you look, I'm sorry if you weren't talking to me, but
I wasn't talking to you.
Okay.
I was talking to Scott.
Thank you.
I figured.
These are the ones that I just found looking. Now, when I looked in this area, I didn't see any that came up on the either VRB
yeah,
or
I was Airbnb. Talking about to the no. Go back to the other slide. I was just asking about from
here?
Pretty much nope. To your right.
Oh.
That area right there. So there's four. There's currently four houses there.
Yes.
And all four are nightly rental. Okay.
No. There's residential there as well.
Four of that. I don't know how many homes there are. There might be five.
There's eight.
In Paradise Estates or Taste.
He asked me along this road right here.
You have to go past the corner there. The first house built in Paradise Estates is on the. Go back a little bit to zoom out. Right there in the corner.
So he asked me one, two, three, four.
Yeah, my question was from the south part up to the north part. On that entire stretch, there's four homes, and they're all nightly rentals.
Showing
anything to the left, I wasn't asking about.
Showing on this, yeah. There might be a home or two built on the left.
Okay.
We'll show you.
That may be an older GIS map.
It is.
Okay.
Just whatever they have.
That's the problem. We're showing some of the older stuff.
A don't have any questions for Mr. Worley. Do you guys? I don't have any questions right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Scott, you put up the one I gave you.
Yeah, no presentation. My name's Kenny Hoag. I'm at 23 Post Oak in Blue Eye. And just want to quickly go over a little bit of what we have already talked about at previous meetings and then jump right into some information. But we had a meet and greet with Worley's team, and he depicted a picture of a HDTV dream house at that time with all the trees and stuff. And, of course, at that time, we didn't know any better. But, you know, he talked about how he wanted to work with the neighborhoods and improve the roads and then get Stone County to take over the repair. Well, we have begged Stone County for years to fix our roads, and we knew that they weren't going to take on any more roads. So, anyway, we knew that wasn't going to happen, and so we knew that at that point that he hadn't actually gone to Stone County and talked to them yet about the roads. On the first planning zoning meeting, again, it showed the HGTV picture to everyone, but actually if you look down toward the bottom, you see more about what we're talking about here.
That's not what we're doing.
And then he tells PNZ around 60 homes could be more based on NR1 guidelines, and he shows a rough drawing of how the development may look. As a resident, we haven't seen anything. And so, you know, you talked about the 60 units, and it's going to be more of a detached condos if you get right down to it, and parking space is not yet determined. And vote was delayed if Mr. Worley would submit a comprehensive road plan to the Taney County Planning Commission. And it was not comprehensive. It came with $500,000, and it didn't show exactly what was going to be done to the roads. And we haven't seen anything in our two subdivisions from the Worley team saying what they're going to do with the roads, which is our biggest concern for safety. I want to clarify. Next page, I'm sorry. I want to clarify some facts on some statements that were given at the last meeting. We didn't get a chance for a rebuttal, so we'd like to take the opportunity to do it now.
Well, and just so you know, I don't have a clue what was stated at the last meeting. We're not allowed to have any influence over the board. So
okay.
To me, this is all fresh.
Okay.
Just so you know. I don't know about Mike, and I don't know about Sheep.
Well, this would touch a little bit on the questions you had as well.
I have no preconceived.
Okay, thank you. There are currently 4 2-bedroom nightly rental cabins. 4 cabins, 2 bedrooms each. They add up to around 24 people and 8 cars. It's no comparison what Mr. Worley's group is proposing with 66 units, 6 bedrooms, up to 1,200 people, and over 400-plus cars a day going up and down that road, which can add up to about 1,500 trips a day. This is through 2 neighborhoods, and that this, again, is, you know, we talked about not hurting the neighborhoods, and this would definitely hurt our neighborhoods with that many cars going through it. A statement was made on the good authority by the Worley team that the owners of the lots in Paradise Estates intend to build additional nightly rental units. Stan Patterson, he's not here today, but Stan, his family, they own the lots adjacent to the property that you just saw a few minutes ago. The current road improvement is for a personal home at the very end for Derek Patterson. It's not a nightly rental going down there. All lots in Paradise Estates are zoned residential. The 4 cabins are conditional use, and the remaining owners have all said that no intention of building more rental homes in Paradise Estates. The White River Lodge, which is down the road from us, had recently sold to an individual that has no plans to build nightly rentals. It's got 37 acres with it. He's not an investor, and it was suggested by one of the Worley team that that might happen if someone buys that property, that they're going to put nightly rentals down there as well. That's not true. As far as equipment on the site, Mr. Worley stated that the heavy equipment is already making it on site to the back of Paradise Estates on Tall Tree, And this is only partially correct because the heavy equipment trucks and the long trailers cannot get down to that area. The trucks are having to unload, and I know this for a fact because they're unloading in front of my house, and they're driving the heavy equipment all the way to the back of the property because the big trucks can't make the turns. The trucks then have to back out. After they unload, they have to back all the way out of the subdivision, which blocks all of our traffic, and then we have situations where if we have emergency vehicles or a fire situation, it's going to be bad. They're not going to be able to get to them, and it's going to cost time. I can't imagine what this would be like with that many homes going back there versus just two houses that are going up now and all the disruption that we've had at this point. The next page. I want to be clear about something, and it was said again today. We're not against progress. We really would like to see our roads getting fixed. Mr. Worley's team last week conveyed that our subdivisions that don't want to get the roads fixed and hoping that this would stop him from building the nightly rentals in the back, and that could be further from the truth. We would love to have our roads fixed. Our problem is that we are scared to death around safety for 1,500 cars coming through our two neighborhoods, with our we would try to fix the roads ourselves, but honestly we can't do it because we have retirees that live there on limited incomes, and it's just really hard to turn around and fix them, and then they get tore up again when construction trucks for just two houses that were built back there completely tore up the chip and seal that we had put down. So we couldn't turn back around and fix the roads over and over again. Honestly, we are very concerned about our safety and our kids' safety, and especially even our grandkids' safety. We're talking about 924 visitors in Taney County packed into these nightly rentals, and there's only one way in and one way out of there. And during the winter, the steep grades, turns, makes the homes just completely impassable. And this doesn't even include, you know, they've been talking about Tall Tree. Tall Tree is not the only road that's going to require access to get back there to the back. You're going to have to go down County Road Arundel. And this will be shown here in a moment. But it has over a 23% steep decline on it just to get down to Post Oak. And then you got to go down Post Oak, which is just a single lane through our neighborhood, to get to Tall Tree. So you've got to go through two different roads to get to Tall Tree. We haven't heard anything from the Worley team on what their plans are around that. During the winter, the steep grades in turns make the homes impassable. It's just with the current four rentals, we have to pull people out of the ditches. As you can see on this picture, I personally have pulled six people out on this road right here. And even in the summertime, when they have a boat attached to it, and they're trying to get up that steep grade, and they just can't do it. And I have to hook up and pull them out of there.
Can you show where you live in reference to?
Yes. If you go back.
I live right on the corner where Mr. Worley wants to. I live right here. And this is the road that he never mentioned. This is a county road by the county, and it's very tight, and it has a 23% grade. We live at the bottom of the mountain, and when these big trucks and everything come down that mountain, we can hear the air brakes just clutching, hoping that they can make it. And they come down, and they take a right, and they struggle turning right here. This is a single lane, basically a gravel road now. It used to be chip and seal, but it was tore up by the houses that were built behind us. It's just a single lane road, and this is my house. They have to go right past to get back here to their, where they're wanting to have over 1,000 cars coming down through here. Well, I'm sorry, 400 cars coming through here with up to 1,500 trips a day. When people get there, they're going to want to go out to eat. They're going to want to go and do things in town. And so they're going to be coming back and forth on this road. And to this day, we have not seen anything. I'm a vice president of HOA.
They're in Grandview Acres. The president's not here. He's on vacation. Not because I want